Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moved by the Holy Spirit. And he has things that he wants to say to you that's going to bless you and take you forward. God loves us, and he's for us. It doesn't get any simpler than that. He knows the situation we're in. He knows that damnation is real. That's why salvation is real. So he loves us. People that suffer damnation, they wish they could change. They wish they could come back. They wish they could do it over. And they never can. So they want relief. They can't have it. Now these things are true, but God's love is greater. The love of God runs much greater and much deeper than the evil of this world and the evil of hell. The Lord had to put sin somewhere. Hell is necessary. He had to put it somewhere where it can't be effective. He had to encase it. People that didn't want God in their life, people that were wild, people that didn't believe, and their life will always get out of order. And then they're sinned, and they're already judged. Everybody broke God's law. Born in sin, shaped in iniquity. You know, they're shaped in iniquity, the continual habits of their family. The sin that never got repented of. It shapes you. But the Lord came to correct all that. You can believe on Jesus and overcome all those things. The love of God is so progressive and bold and blessed that you can overcome those things, and the Lord will keep you ahead of the curve. He'll keep you ahead of what's coming up. You'll know where the problems come from as you follow him. And if you follow on and learn to trust God, from there he can guide you into all truth, and you will adapt to the truth. Sometimes the Holy Spirit guides people in truth, but they don't adapt. They don't make it their own. You have to make the Word of God yours. You have to apply it in your own life in order for it to be effective, in order for you to grow, in order for you to go forward. You can't go forward doing the same thing. You have to adapt. You have to change. Where you got to change? Remember, if you want great results, if you want to do something and have great success, you just have to change what you do every day. A few things in what you do every day. You don't have to change. Most of the time, you don't have to change everything you do every day. Unless you've been up to no good. But if you're already doing things that makes sense, you're going to work, you're doing what you're supposed to do, you're taking care of your family, you're getting an education so your future can be better. From there, you have to make good judgments. But you have to make a few tweaks in what you do every day, and it becomes your new way of life. In other words, you're adapting to better. And you know, you can't listen to the religious crowd that tell you God is trying to teach you something by all the misery in your life. Cold religion never did anybody any good. And when you follow God, you have to unlearn those evil things. You have to unlearn the evil that you learn from people who taught God's word wrong. And that takes time. But the faster you adapt and leave it alone, then you'll be fine. You're going to start progressing. I taught my children, I said, don't just take my word for it. Look at what people are doing. If they're not doing what God said, do their life don't work. Consider for yourself whether they're happy or not. People that do things that they shouldn't do, they're not happy. But when you do what God said do, you're better off and even happy. The goal is not just to be happy. The goal is to live a life that God can bless. And you'll end up much happier than if you lived a life of defiance. But sometimes people do what they want to do in the name of being happy. And guess what? They end up sad. Very sad. Sorrowful. Remember, when the rich man walked away from Jesus' instruction, he was sorrowful. That man knew that Jesus was right. That man knew that Jesus was on to something. But he loved his money more than he loved Jesus and the prestige it gave him. See, when your life looks successful and you have money, you're living above the crowd. People like that. But I'm going to tell you something. That's a dead end goal. The life of God is much greater than all of that. How you look before man and how you seem. And the things you possess has to be better than somebody else's. That's dead living. You missed the point. Everybody that do that, they miss the point of life. The life of God is good. It's pure. It's perfect. There's nothing wrong with it. It's not going to end in sorrow. When you have God's kind of fun, you wake up, you've done somebody good. Everybody wakes up better off. But when you have the devil's fun, you got to pay a cost. You wake up with headaches. You wake up somewhere you don't even know where you are. If you got to ask somebody, where am I at? You need to rethink what you're doing. If you wake up and say, how did I get here? You really need to consider what's going on in your life and where you're headed. When people take drugs to go out of their mind and escape reality and feel better, you're on the losing end. You're not in control. The Word of God puts you back in control so you can make good judgment calls. I decided when I was in the second grade, I didn't ever want to be out of my mind. I didn't ever want to be in a position where I'm not in control. And when I learned about drugs, you know, they showed us films about drugs. I made up my mind way back then that I'm not doing that. That's not going to work. I'm never going to do that. And I watched people who smoke. You know, my sisters used to smoke. I said, you already got to drink water and buy food. You don't have to buy cigarettes. But when people smoke, they have to buy cigarettes. They can't do nothing in their day without the doggone cigarettes. And then they stink. They get in your clothes. They get in your hair. They get in your car. The scent. It makes your breath bad. Food don't taste as good. I said, no, I'm not doing that. Because of what it does to people. Then it kills you. I had an aunt that died of cancer. And she was young to, you know, she was my parents' age, but I guess she was in her 40s, 30s or 40s, I guess, 40s. And I said, Mama, why did she die? She said, well, she died of lung cancer. I said, why did she get lung cancer? She said, because she smoked. I said, I made a choice right then. I'm never going to smoke. And then all the other negative, you know, you have to evaluate cause and effect. And people get into these problems and they want out, but they can't get out. But God can get you out. He can get you out of anything. Any kind, any form of habit or darkness. He can get you out. You know, smoking probably wouldn't be so bad if it was just tobacco, but they put chemicals in it that make you crave it. That's why you don't, you know, it's better not to do that. But I'm not against people who smoke. That's their business. I'm not the Holy Spirit. Some things are between you and the Holy Spirit. I know wonderful people that happen to smoke. I know wonderful people who drink a little bit and don't get drunk. Now, the Holy spirit can make things plain. Paul told Timothy, drink a little wine for your stomach's sake. Something, you know, if you follow the wisdom of the Holy Spirit and stick with it, you're going to be better off. People make a, you know, get dogmatic about things. And sometimes it's neither here or there. You have to judge for yourself. If you're washed in the blood of Jesus and you love God, the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. And you got to make your own choice and stop depending on what other people think. I mean, I'm not saying, I'm not accusing you of nothing like that, but these are things that have to be dealt with. I don't like going around telling grown people what, how they need to live. First of all, the standards of God don't change. If you do them, you're going to be blessed. If you don't, things are not going to go well. If you do something God said don't do, there's a reason He said don't do it. He said it because He loved you. He's not trying to control you. The Word of God puts you back in control of your own life and destiny. And the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. Now remember something. You are not just the child of God, you're also His creation. He has a right to tell you what to do. Sometimes He have designed you to do certain things. And if you follow God, you're going to enjoy it. It's going to be what you were looking for all along. It's going to be something you desire to do. You're going to fulfill a need and purpose. Now, you may not look prestigious, but people are going to live. You may have to go where the anointing wants you to be. Your anointing sometimes has a jurisdiction. If God calls you to the nations, you may have to go and be at another nation for a large portion of your life. But guess what? If you do it, you're going to desire to be there. You're going to feel at home there. You're going to satisfy the needs of others. You're going to help people live that don't know God. You're going to be acting on the love of God. You're fulfilling a destiny that you're going to love. The enemy is the one who try to get people to believe that they're going to be reluctant all their days as they do God's will. That's a lie. There's nothing better than being in the center of God's will. I've been there before and I know what it's like. To live in the center of God's will. That's where you learn the most. That's where you're blessed the most. That's where you're going to make the greatest difference. He's going to train and prepare you for what's ahead. And His training and preparation is not like what cold religion would tell you. People can be so dogmatic about what they're talking about. And they mean well, but they're wrong. God doesn't make people sick to teach them something. He don't give you problems to teach you something. If you don't pay tithes, your refrigerator's not going to break down. If it break down, it was going to break down anyway. Your car's going to break down anyway if you use it. But what's happening is people are not taking care of what they own. And then they're reluctant to pay tithes in the first place. So when things that they've not known, they're not taken care of in the first place, when they break down, then the preacher say, well, it wouldn't have broke down if you paid your tithe. You're going to have to give an account for those kind of messages to people that teach stuff like that. Remember, what you do for God is your gift to God. That's your worship. But if you don't use, even if you pay tithes and you do it the right way, and if you don't take care of your car, you're going to have to buy another one. People that pay tithes suffer the losses of broken cars because of neglect. I work on them all the time. I make my living on them. I started buying oil because most people's cars are 2 quarts low. I said, you know, in the next year, couple of years, I'm going to be billing engines for these folks. And it happened. I started billing engines, and I want a break from billing motors. to tell you, it ruins my schedule. I make more money at once, but I can do better, and they'll be better off if they don't let that motor go bad. In other words, if people would just follow the protocols and guidance of the Holy Spirit, they won't be in the habit of coercing people into doing something. Trust God. And then the people that will give, they're going to, you know, as they grow and be stable and love God, they'll give. End of story. You don't have to keep coercing folks. But nevertheless, people do what they'll do. Again, I don't like telling grown people what to do. Your love should do it. The love of God in you will always make the difference. And you'll be ahead of the curve. You'll be ahead of what's up. You'll be ahead of the doctrines. You'll see them for what they are. If you have nothing to compare it to, the doctrines look good. But when you study and receive God's word in your heart and follow the guidance of the Holy Ghost, you're going to see dead doctrines for what they are. And satanic tactics, you're going to see it for what it is. You're going to learn where people are strong and where they're weak. If you're paying attention to the Holy Spirit, He'll give you the heads up of your surroundings and what's around you and what's going on. These are things that I've learned and watched and enjoyed it from the Lord. God loves us. It's all about the love of God. You know, people have to get on board with God. He's patient with people. He loves people. So as we get on board with Him, we live better. And again, greater things happen if you make a few adjustments in what you're already doing. Instead of being late for work, get up a few minutes early. In order to get up a few minutes early, have prayer time in the morning. And you'll already be up. You'll get used to it. And that prayer time will also help you avoid accidents and problems. But if you sleep to the last minute and rush to work, you're putting yourself in trouble. You know, you can lose your job. You can have a wreck. You can cause somebody else to have a wreck. Just an example. But God loves us. That's the thing. And he's watching the whole show. He's watching the whole thing. He even see through time. And he know that if you let him guide you, he'll prepare you for people that you're going to meet. Sometimes you're going to meet people that can assist you in business. They have a business, and their business can assist yours. But if you don't have a business, and when you meet them, you won't be ready. He know that there's some, if you're not married, he know the perfect person for you. But first, you got to be on board with what he's doing. If you go ahead and humble yourself, get on board with what he's doing, when you meet that person, you'll be spiritually mature enough to know, this is my wife, or this is my husband, or whatever. You have to, you know, even friends, the friends that you will have. What if you meet the person that would be your best friend and you're immature and rude? People miss opportunities because they're not paying attention to the Holy Spirit. But as you pay attention to the Holy Spirit, your life gets greater and more fulfilled. And when you follow the perfect peace of God and live in his perfect will, it's a life that you can't, it's a great life that you can't imagine. So as you go forward in life, doing His perfect will, doing what He will give you to do, take time and enjoy what God is doing. The perfect will of God tops everything. It's better. No need to miss out on that. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ, our glorious Lord and King, is our Lord.